Penguin Random House Audio presents Edge of Eternity by Ken Follett, read for you by John Lee. To all the freedom fighters, especially Barbara. Part 1. Wall. 1961. Chapter 1. Rebecca Hoffman was summoned by the secret police on a rainy Monday in 1961. It began as an ordinary morning. Her husband drove her to work in his tan Trabant 500. The graceful old streets of central Berlin still had gaps from wartime bombing, except where new concrete buildings stood up like ill-matched false teeth. Hans was thinking about his job as he drove. The courts served the judges, the lawyers, the police, the government. Everyone except the victims of crime, he said. This is to be expected in Western capitalist countries, but under communism the courts ought surely to serve the people. My colleagues don't seem to realize that. Hans worked for the Ministry of Justice. We've been married almost a year, and I've known you for two, but I've never met one of your colleagues, Rebecca said. They would bore you, he said immediately. They're all lawyers. Any women among them? No, not in my section, anyway. Hans's job was administration, appointing judges, scheduling trials, managing courthouses. I'd like to meet them all the same. Hans was a strong man who had learned to rein himself in. Watching him, Rebecca saw in his eyes a familiar flash of anger at her insistence. He controlled it by an effort of will. I'll arrange something, he said. Perhaps we'll all go to a bar one evening. Hans had been the first man Rebecca met who matched up to her father. He was confident and authoritative.